Hi, and welcome back to A Twist of Fate. This week's episode, we are talking about Robert Hansen. Robert Hansen was born in Estherville, Iowa on February 25th, 1939, to Christian and Edna Hansen. He didn't have a very good relationship with his father, as he was very strict and would often make him work long hours at the family bakery. Robert was a shy kid, had a stutter and severe acne that left his face permanently scarred. Since he didn't get any attention from any of the girls at school, he grew up hating women and nursed those revenge fantasies. As a young kid, also as a young teen, Robert was described mainly as being a loner who had a pretty tough relationship with his father. He liked to hunt and practice archery to get away from everything. Hansen enlisted in the Army Reserve in 1957 and had only served a year before he had been discharged. Later on, he had gotten a job as an assistant drill instructor at a police academy in Pocahontas, Iowa. While working there, he had started dating a younger woman, and they had gotten married in the summer of 1960. In December that year, Hansen burned down the local high school's bus garage. However, he was caught when a friend of his told the police that it was him. During his 3 years in prison, he and his new wife had gotten divorced. He was paroled after 20 months, even though he had been diagnosed with having an infantile personality. Hansen remarried and had two children with this woman. 4 years later, after several more arrests for petty theft, Hansen moved him and his family to Anchorage. He was well-liked in the community and had broken several hunting records, which had all been nullified when he was convicted. The year after Hansen had broken his last record, he was convicted of raping a sex worker and attempted rape of a housewife. But somehow, he only served 6 months in prison. He was imprisoned again in 1977 for stealing a chainsaw and had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and was given a prescription for lithium. However, it wasn't required by law for him to take it. In the early 80s, he staged and reported burglary at his own home. With the money he had gotten from the insurance company, he opened his own bakery and decided to establish himself as a well-liked family man. He also bought himself a Piper Super Cub bush plane, even though he was denied a license because of his prescription. Hansen later claimed that he started killing in 1973 after he served time for the rape. He became a serial rapist. Hansen would pick up the working girls around the Tenderloin district of Anchorage and would take them to the forest using his plane, where he would rape and torture them. Hansen has said that those who complied would get returned to Anchorage alive, and those who didn't, didn't. At least 17 women within 3 years didn't make it back to Anchorage. His new hobby had first became known in 1982 when exotic dancer Sherry Morrow was found near the Nick River by two off-duty police officers, who she wasn't identified until 2 weeks later. 2 years before, two other women were also killed like this. The first woman was never identified. The second was an exotic dancer like Sherry. She was identified as Joanne Messina. On June 13, 1983, Cindy Paulson, a young sex worker, had been seen with only one wrist handcuffed by a trucker who gave her a ride to a motel where she waited for her boss and called the police. When Greg Baker, an Anchorage police officer, arrived at the motel, Cindy told him that a man had offered her $200 for oral sex, handcuffed her, then forced her into his car at gunpoint. Hansen had taken her to his home, where he viciously raped and tortured her, after he drove to an airport and shoved her in his bush plane. However, while he was loading supplies, it gave her the perfect chance to escape. She gave her statement to the police, and not only did she remember the make and model of Hansen's plane, but she also remembered the tail number. When Hansen was identified as the owner of that plane, Cindy positively identified Hansen as the man who attacked her. However, two of Hansen's friends had given him a false alibi, so there was no formal charges filed. On September 2nd, the body of Paula Golding was found, and the case against Hansen was brought up again. When detectives started looking into him again, they had contacted the FBI, who sent out John Douglas, a profiler. Douglas profiled that the killer would have low self-esteem, a history of being rejected by women, and would be an experienced hunter. Douglas also correctly predicted that the killer would take trophies from his victims and would have a stutter. The two friends that had given Hansen an alibi eventually confessed, and detectives officially started investigating Hansen. When they brought him in for questioning, they had gotten search warrants and were now searching his house, plane, and car. Investigators found a Desmond 223 Ruger Mini 14 that he used to murder his victims, IDs and jewelry that he had taken from the women he had killed, and an aviation map that had several spots marked. Hansen entered a plea bargain when the ballistics matched. He had been charged with the 4 murders and the kidnapping and rape of Cindy Paulson. He agreed to confess to everything, give details about his victims, and also agreed to show detectives where he had buried his victims. In exchange, he would serve his sentence in a federal prison and would avoid publicity. Hansen did show police 17 burial sites, however, refused to show them the other 4. There's a theory that he didn't show them because he couldn't justify killing them, because they weren't sex workers or exotic dancers. The victims that were recovered had been returned to their families. Hansen was convicted on February 18, 1984, of murder and was given a life sentence plus 461 years. While being in prison, he was transferred 3 times. On May 11, 2014, he was moved from the Spring Creek Correctional Center to the Anchorage Correctional Center to get medical attention for lingering health conditions. Robert Hansen died on August 21st at the Alaska Regional Hospital. This has been A Twist of Fate. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, if you have any questions or requests, feel free to message me. Have a great day.